Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So we've got some sort of National Red Wagon Day, and they're having some special events with Radio Flyer. And a guy we like to talk to now and again is Robert Passon. He's the chief wagon officer at Radio Flyer, and we had a chance to talk to him just before the show about this day.
The National Little Red Wagon Day started in 2017 when we celebrated our 100th anniversary. So we created that day to commemorate what the Little Red Wagon means in people's lives.
Boy, that's an existential kind of question for you all, but I think a lot of us can relate to it. I mean, I can remember my little red wagon. I remember the red wagon we got when my son was born, et cetera, et cetera. So probably that's more than just a marketing gimmick.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that we love so much about what Radio Flyer means in people's lives is that it brings them back to their childhood, and it brings them back to happy times in their childhood, playing outside, you know, with the wind in your hair and the sun in your face and imagining that your wagon is a race car or a rocket. So, you know, we think it's wonderful to be a bright spot in people's lives. And, you know, in this world, we can all use some more bright spots. So we're really happy to celebrate National Little Red Wagon Day.
Why is it called the Radio Flyer?
Yeah, well, my grandpa started the company in 1917, and he made his first wagon out of wood, which he called the Liberty Coaster, but eventually he started making them out of steel in the late 20s. And the radio and the airplane were the two coolest high-tech inventions of the day. So he used those words on his wagon because he thought that it would be exciting for people. And I guess if we were naming it today, it might be something like Quantum AI Dronester would be like the equivalent.
Is it tempting to do something like that? Have you ever contemplated changing the name?
No, absolutely not.
Good. Thank you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. How many people work for Radio Flyer?
Yeah, we're located on 6515 West Grand Avenue in the same building we've been in since the 1930s. We've got about 100 people. You know, through the years, we've sold over 100 million wagons. We like to say we've got over a billion wheels on the road, and that's, you know, wagons, scooters, tricycles, you know, all the products that we've made through the years.
Are they manufactured in the U.S. still?
No, our products are manufactured in China, but we design everything here in Chicago.
And what is the best-selling product for you guys?
Currently, the best-selling wagon is the stroller wagon. So it's a newer wagon that is, you know, a metal frame with fabric material that you can push like a stroller or pull like a wagon. And they fold up. They've got lots of great features like cup holders and storage compartments and canopies to shade the kids. So those are our best-selling wagons today.
The generation of young parents today who have very small children and will use those are a rich market, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, families with young kids are who we connect with and talk with the most and also listen to the most because that's where we get our best product ideas.
And what are they telling you? What do they want?
Well, they're telling us that they want, you know, products that they can take on the go, wagons that they can haul a lot of kids and cargo in. One of our newest wagons is called the Voya, and it's the most expensive, largest wagon we've ever made. It's a four-kid wagon. It's huge. It looks kind of like a playpen on wheels, but it's got all these incredible features where you can take a bunch of kids with you. It's great for going to the zoo because the kids can stay in the wagon, and you can haul all your stuff, and then it all folds up and can fit in the back of your car.
What else are you making besides wagons these days?
Yeah, well, we make anything kids can ride. So we have a line of kids' scooters. We've got a line of tricycles. We have a line of electric go-karts that we've launched in recent years. And the go-karts are really fun because they can go up to 8 miles an hour. They're really, really fun to ride. You can drift in them. So, and we opened. Yeah, they're incredible. We have a model, we have the ultimate go-kart that actually I ride around the office whenever we have visitors to encourage adults to connect with their inner child, and it's really fun. Once you get a grown-up on there, you can just see the kid coming out in them again. They laugh and squeal with delight, so it's really fun.
I'm just thinking of all the grandparents out there who are looking for something to buy for the grandkids that they can do with or for the grandkids. And it would seem to me like, again, that's another rich market for you to tap, isn't it?
It is. Grandparents are some of our biggest customers. And our website, radioflyer.com, you know, has our full product line. So you can see everything there. We've got great product videos that show what the products can do. And we recently opened up a store at Woodfield Mall just this past fall where we've had thousands of visitors in our store, and that's been really, really fun.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that, and that's, in fact, where you're celebrating National Red Wagon Day with events and stuff like that this week, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And is that the only retail point that you specifically have that is a Red Wagon store, or are there other Red Wagon stores around the country?
No, it's the only one. It's the first time we've done it, and we, you know, our product line has expanded so much through the years that we found that we really wanted a place where we can show all of our products. People can touch and feel them and ride them. We have a racetrack in the center of the store, so kids can ride the go-karts. They can ride our Tesla electric car that we do in partnership with Tesla. We also have a line of electric bikes for adults, and our electric bikes are designed for families. So to help families replace car rides with bike trips, they've got all these cool accessories where you can haul kids and cargo on your electric bike, and you can test ride electric bikes at our store. And it's interesting because most people have not ridden an electric bike still. It's relatively new. So I would say about 80% of the people who come into our store, when we ask them, have you ever ridden an electric bike, they say no. But then once they take a test ride, they're like, oh, I get it. This is really, really nice. It helps flatten the hills. It's when you've got a headwind, you know, you can kick in the motor. So it's been great to show people and educate people about the new products.
That's a Radio Flyer branded electric bike?
Yeah.
Was that a bit of a leap for you? I mean, now it's not me pulling a wagon, it's me on an electric bike. Is that still in Radio Flyer's lane? How do you imagine that?
Well, we have a sub brand. It's just, I mean, it's not very far. We call them the Flyer Electric Bikes by Radio Flyer. But you know, when we've looked at bikes for years, and we've made kids' bikes before, and we really wanted to get into bikes because we think they're such great products. People love bikes. They're good for the planet. They're good for health. So when we saw that we could do electric bikes really focused on families and replacing, you know, rides in the minivan with rides on your electric bike, that's where we thought our brand would make sense to consumers, and that's what we have found. So we're trying to carve out our place in the world of electric bikes by really focusing on hauling kids and cargo, because really that's what Radio Flyer's done forever, is haul kids and cargo.
Only one store, though. Are you going to do more stores? You've heard about stores, right? They're places where people go and they give you money.
Yeah, you know, I've worked in the store on the sales floor. I've probably spent over 100 hours since we opened the store working and working with customers, and it has been awesome. Our whole team has done that. Our designers and engineers are working in the store. So we're getting so much feedback directly from customers. That's one of the things we love about it. We're learning what people like and don't like and what they're looking for. So, yes, the goal is to open more stores. This is our first one. It's our test. You know, we have to dial it in and figure out if we can generate enough sales to make it worthwhile to open up more stores. But we're very optimistic that we can, and we want to.
If Legos can do it, it would seem to me like Radio Flyer can. Are there similarities?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of similarities. I mean, even though the product categories are very different, we're both family-owned companies. People have grown up with our brand, just like Lego. I think people have an incredible amount of trust and love for the Lego brand, just like they do for Radio Flyer. And I've always admired the Lego company, so we definitely look to them as an example in our industry.
Robert Passan from Radio Flyer. You can hear the energy in this man's voice. He is not only a marathoner, he's an ultra-marathoner. Are you still running marathons, and when's the next big race for you, Robert?
John, I've retired. I'm 54 now, so I'm not running marathons anymore. I'm doing a lot of hiking and a lot of yoga and more mindfulness things. So I'm moving less and concentrating and meditating more.
I wonder if you're like me, because I'm older than you, but I used to run a few marathons, and now I wish I hadn't.
<You know? laughs> I wouldn't go that far. I still revel in the former glory of it, but But I hear you. I hear you. There's some creaking going on.
Robert Passan is the chief wagon officer at Radio Flyer. They got a big week over there in Schaumburg at the mall, and National Little Red Wagon Day is the 27th.
Thanks, John. Be sure to come to the store because we've got tons of stuff going on this week, and 50% off on wagons, too.
Oh, no kidding. We buried the lead. 50% off all wagons this week?
Yeah, starting on National Little Red Wagon Day on March 27th through Saturday, it's 50% off on wagons at the store in Schaumburg at Woodfield. So check it out. And also tons of great activities like balloon artists and face painters and wagon design day. So there's lots of great activities. So check it out.
Okay, Robert. Nice to talk to you. Stay well.
Okay, John. Thanks so much.